בסדר. Okay, let's take one step back in order to take, hopefully, two steps forward. Let's just quickly review what we saw in the last year in terms of the world of Arev, and just add in something that I forgot at the time, that we saw in our sugya on the Zayin Amad Aleph, that we have a track of Arev in the world of Kedushin, and we have a Machlokas Rishonim. How does that work? So according to the Rosh, the woman is mekudeshet with the mana, which is given to a third party, that it's as though she received it. Right? That when a mana is given to a third party based on her request, it's as though she received it, and she's mekudeshet with that mana. That is the Rosh. The Rashba and the Rambam say no. She's mekudeshet with the hana'ah that she received by her word being done, by her ratzon being done. The fact that the mana was given to a third party based on her request, that gives her hana'ah, and that's the kesef kedushin. Not the mana as though she received it, but rather the hana'ah that she actually received. So we posited that perhaps this machlokas is totally in the machlokas as to how does the world of Arev work in the world of Halva'a. How does one obligate himself verbally to a debt? So we saw that in the world of Halva'a we have two Tosfos in Baba Metzia, both of whom have the same assumption, that when the Arev says that he is willing to guarantee the loan, we view it as though he received the loan. It's as he has to pay back the money because it's as though it came back to him. On the other hand, in the sugya itself that deals with the issue of asmachta, over there is a factor of hana'a, that the arev has the hana'a that a loan was given based on his word. And that bahi hana'a the kamehemen lay, that based on his word a loan was given, and perhaps that hana'a creates the hischayvus, that there's a quid pro quo. He's receiving hana'a, and for that he obligates himself. So before we return to the Rosh and the Rambam, what I forgot to mention last time is that yitachein, that these two approaches to Arev. Is he chayev because it's as though he received the money? Or is he chayev because he's receiving hana'a, that he's being believed? Could be a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah and daf kuf ayin hei amud beis. Over there, the Mishnah points out, this was on last page of Mar Makomos, that there is a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yishmael and Ben Nanos. At what point do we have a din of Arev? Is it only at the moment of the loan that the Arev, who's there from the very, very beginning, he can be approached to pay the loan? Or do we also have a concept of Arev achar chitum shtaros? Could it even be, no, the loan was given from a malva to a lova, but then the malva catches the lova in the street, and he begins to yell at him, where's my money, where's my money? And someone goes over and says, don't worry, I'll guarantee the loan. Is that person also an Arev? According to Ben Nanos, no. According to Rabbi Yishmael, yes. And the Mishnah explains that according to Ben Nanos, we need be'emunato hilvaha ma'ot, that an Arev is only someone who, because of his word, the money was given. Well, according to Rabbi Yishmael, even if the money had already been given, if the Arev is willing to put out to his neck to protect someone else, that also is enough to turn him into an obligated individual. So it could be that we would have over here a linking of these two deot, that if we're viewing it as though the Arev got the money, that's only at the beginning of the loan. We say that the Arev got the money and then he gave it to the lova. at the beginning of the loan. But once the loan was already given, we can't speak about the Arif giving the money. We can speak about the Hana that he receives, that because of his word, the Malva is willing to let the Lova off the hook temporarily. In other words, that we have this concept of Bahia Matna de Mehemenle. So Rabbi Yishmael could be of the opinion that Bahia Na'a is the factor, and Rabbi Nanas could be of the opinion that it's as though the Arev received the money, and that would limit it to the time of the Halva. Only when the money is being transferred can we speak about the Arev receiving the money. If the money has already been given, so the Arev is not receiving anything. Okay? So, now let's go back to our machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam and Rashba as to how Arev works in Kedushin. So it could very well be that the Rush understands that the world of Arev is a world as though the Arev got the money. So over here, in the world of Kedushin, we say it's as though the woman got the money. And that's what's Mekadesha. Mashein came, the Rambam and the Rush, and they say, no, that's not how Arev works. Arev works by obligating himself due to receiving Hana'ah. And the woman is now married due to the Hana'ah that she receives, that her word was followed, that people listened to her request. That's what's Mekadesha. That would be the easiest way of learning, but as we pointed out, this is a Machlokes Achronim. That's the way that the questioner, or the writer to the Griz, that's the way he understood. But Rav Velvo himself said no, that the Rambam is really like the Rush and Tosfos, namely that the din of Arev B'kol HaTorah Kula is a din, it's as though the money was given, And therefore, the Rambam points out that you can buy land, midin Arev. To buy land, you need money. You need money to be handed over. So it's as though the money was handed over. However, in the world of Kedushin, as we saw from the sugya of Matan Amas L'Hachzir, it's not enough to have money handed over. You need Hana'ah. It's not enough to have the world of money B'chol HaTorah Kula. You need Hana'ah. And therefore, over here, the Rambam brings in Hana'ah, not because that's the way that Arev works, but that's the requirement of Kedushin. Arev works B'chol HaTorah Kula as being the equivalent of giving money. But in Kedushin, money is not enough. You need Hana'ah. And so over here, the Rambam brings in the world of Kedushin, Hana'ah. And we pointed out that as to whether this is really pshat in the Rambam or not, in Hilchos Mechira, we have a Rambam in Perek Aleph, like the Griz. We have a Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph that implies, like the questioner, that it's a din of Hana'ah in the world of Arev itself. But the fact that the Rambam mentions the world of Arev in Hilchos Mechira and doesn't mention the term Arev in Hilchos Ishus would seem to imply that the din of Arev could really be a din of as though the money is given, but in the world of Ishus, we need another factor. We need the factor of Hana'ah, and that's why the Rambam brings in Hana'ah. Okay, that's a summary of Arev. Moving over to Eved Kena'ani. Also over here, we have a machlokas, how it works in the world of Kedushin. Rashi and the Ritva say that when she receives the money from a third party, it's as though she received the money from the Mekadesh. She's receiving money from a third party, but it's as though she received it from the Mekadesh. What's the mechanism? So Rashi says, shlichus. It's as though the third party was a shliach for the Mekadesh. The Ritva says, there's no need to introduce the world of shlichus over here. If you look over here at the Ritva on the page, Helech Manav Iskachi Leploni Mekudeshim Din Eved Kenani Perush Hamayri B'She'en HaNosein Shluchol Shel Mekadesh. There's no need to introduce shlichus. Nosein HaKesef Mishelo Kadesh Tiskadesh Bo Lazeh. That this is simply the initiative of the third party. He cares about his friend. His friend is not married. This woman is not married. So he gives her money that she should be mekudeshet to his friend. V'hainu da'asya la midin eved kenani. Because that's really the din of eved kenani. We don't find it eved kenani a world of shlichus. V'kevan shekein, tzarech she'osa ploni yomar la harei mekudeshet li b'kesef she'natan li ploni she'tizkadesh li. Lo amrinan hacha. What's the basic din over here? What are we learning from Rabbi Kinani? Nesinas acher bishvilo chashiv kinetinato. That when we have a third party giving money for someone, it's as though that someone gave the money. That's the common denominator between Rashi and the Ritva. That she is mekudeshet because it's as though she received the money from the mekadesh. Either with shlichus, as Rashi says, or even without shlichus, as the Ritva points out. That is one direction. However, the Rambam, just above that, Rambam didn't learn that way. Rambam said, Amar lo halach dinar matana viskachi leploni v'kitcha soploni, v'amar lo haret mekudeshti bahano azu haba'alach. I'm a kaddish you not with the money that was given to you. I'm a kaddish you, again, the Rambam brings in hana, bahana azu. I'm a kaddish you with the hana that you are receiving. So again, just as we saw in Machokas Rishonim, how the world of Ariv works, in Kedushin, we have Machokas Rishonim over here, how does Evi Kanani work? Is it as though she received the money from the Mekadesh? Or forget about the money. She's Mekudeshet with Hana'a. What over here is the Machokas? So again, let's go back to the core of Evid Kanani. The core of the din of Evid Kanani is that we have a shichur of the Eved via kesef shel acherim. Right? That we have a third party giving the money. The Eved is not giving the money. How does the Eved become a shichur when a third party gives the money? So we had a chakira. One side of the chakira said, maybe really the Eved has to buy himself out. But the giving of the third party is as though the money came from the Eved. Ki'ilu, the money came from the Eved. Right, that really the Eved is the one who has to purchase himself out of his slavery, but the third party's giving is equivalent to the giving of the Eved. Or, maybe there's no need for the Eved to be involved. Maybe the Eved is simply redeemed by a third party. The Iker is that the Adon, the master, get money. Mainafgamina, where it comes from. If it comes from the Eved, or it comes from a third party. Now, if we'll ask, we have a machokas in our sugya, Rashi and Ritva against the Rambam. Rashi and Ritva say that she's mekudeshet because it's as though the mekadesh gave her the money. And the Rambam speaks about hana'ah. So clearly Rashi and the Ritva understood Eved Ivri that it's as though the Eved gave the money. That's what we're learning out from Eved Ivri. That's exactly the Alfusa. That's what it points out, that's what the Ritva points out. Lo aminan hachel nesinas acher bishvilo chashiv kinesinaso. That we view the world of Eved Kanani and the world of Kedushin as parallel or equivalent to one another. That we say that the money has to be given from the Mekadesh to her, the money has to be given from the Eved to his master, but when the third party gives it, it's as though. That's clear. The question is, what is the Shita of the Rambam? So here, let's start here. Okay, what is the Shita of the Rambam? Up to now, this is a repeat. I mean, I think it's much clearer, but it's repeating what we spoke about last time. So what's the Shita of the Rambam? So here, just to keep in mind, we're going to see three alternatives. Okay? Rav Helval, and the Radvaz, and Rav Lichtenstein. Okay? Those are three ways of learning the Rambam. So let's go back to familiar territory. We have Rav Helval. Rav Helval pointed out that really, just like Arev is a din in the money, so also Eved Kanani is a din in the money. Namely, that the Rambam holds that, like Rashi and the Ritva, that really in the world of Eved Kanani, the money has to come from the Eved to the owner. In the world of Ishus, the money has to come from the Mekadesh to the Isha. And it does. That's the din of Eved Kanani, that when a third party pays, it's as though. It's as though it's given. Just like in Arev, it's as though the Arev received the money. So in the world, we have this as though, ki'ilu. So in the world of Eved Kanani, it's as though the Eved gave the money. It's as though the Mekadesh gave the money. So, and who are din in Ishus? So why does everyone bring in Hana'ah? Because that's the din of Ishus. In Ishus, it's not enough that the woman get a mana. She has to get Hana'ah. And so the Rambam brings in Hana'ah, not because Arev works without the Mekadesh, or without the Eved. No, 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 no. In other words, that there that the she and not that Eved Kenani works without the Eved. No, the Rambam simply brings in Hanah because this is the general principle in Kedusha, that on top of whatever we have in Dinei Mamonos, on top of the local din of Arev, on top of the local din of Eved Kenani, that it's as though the money is coming, it's as though the money is given. On top of that, in the world of Kedushin, we need Hana'ah. That's what we saw from Matana Amanas Ratzir. It's not enough to have money. You have to have Hana'ah. And so the Rambam points out, we have Hana'ah in the fact that the woman's word is being followed. We have Hana'ah in the fact that the woman is getting money from a third party for this Kedushin. There's Hana'ah. The moment there's Hana'ah, that can create Kedushin. And that's why the Rambam mentions Hana'ah. Okay? However, there is a daya not like that. That really, maybe the Rambam disagrees with the Ritva and Rashi, disagrees with them in terms of the essence of Eved Kenani, and disagrees with them in terms of the essence of Kedushin. Let's go back to our Rambam in Hilchos Avodim. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodim, Ketzad kone es atzmo b'kesef, Kagon Shinosan Echad Larabo Maos Vamarlo Amanashi Yetze Avdukha Bem Lacherus, Kavan Shikibil Haraveta Kesev or Shava Kesev, Yotso Heved Lacherus. Namely, the Pshat in the Rambam is not like Rashi in the Ritva. Pshat in the Rambam is that Eved Kenani works the moment the Adam gets the money. There's no need to put the Eved into the picture. The Eved gave the money. Mapitom. The moment the Adam gets the money, that's all that we need. You don't need anything more than that. And we saw, if you recall, in the world of Chalipin, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perakei Halacha Zayin, Hikna Echad Kli Lemocher Kedei Sheyikna Halokeach Oto HaMemkar Zocha Halokeach. That in the world of Chalipin, there's no need to have the Suder of the Makna. As long as the lokeach receives the suder, that's all you need. The suder could belong to the rav. The suder can belong to the edim. We don't need that the suder belong to the chasan. The ikar is that it is being lifted. It is being picked up by the ikar is that the suder is being lifted by the receiver or someone standing in for the receiver. That's all that we need. The moment that we have a suder being nikna, that's all that we need. We don't care whose suder it is. That's also learned out from Eved Kenani. So yitachem, this is very radical, but it's possible. Hu hadin in ishus. There's no need for the mekadesh to give the woman money, as long as the woman receives money, as long as she receives hana'ah, as long as she receives something, irrelevant of where it's coming from, that can create kedushin. And that's what the Rambam meant. That as long as the woman is receiving something for the Kedushin, it does not have to come from the Mekadesh. We don't have to say like Rashi and the Ritva, it's as though the Mekadesh gave it. No. That this is the Alfusa of Eved Kenani. Who in the world says such a radical Shita? So this is a Radvaz that I didn't give you to look at, but we can look at it together. There's a Mishnah LeMelech, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perakei Halacha Aleph. The Mishnah and the Melechs in Hilchos Ishus are very, very long. And so this is not the entire text of the Mishnah and the Melech. This is it's about four-fifths of the way into the Mishnah and the Melech. If you want to look back in the original, in Perakei Halacha Aleph, he says, V'ra'iti. Mishnah Melech points out, L'morenu haradvaz zal. Shenishal, B'mish zarak kedushin le'leya. Someone threw an object, let's say a ring from a Cracker Jack box, to Leia. V'lo hayu shaveh pruta. This ring, or this paper clip, was not shaveh pruta at the time that it left the hands of Reuven. V'lo hispiku lehagia le'yada, but she was on the other side of the street. And by the time the paper clip got to her, all of a sudden there was a spike in the market of paper clips. V'amdu al pruta. The paper clip, when it was given by Reuven, was not worth a pruta. When Leah received it, it was worth a pruta. So the Radbaz was asked such a question. Is such a woman mekudesha? Mahu? Basar nosein azlinan? Do we look at the one who is giving? Vileka pruta. Namely, when the Mekadesh gave the pruta, it was not worth the pruta. Velo ka mechsar, velo midi. Hilkach lo kani. So maybe that would seem to imply she's not mekudesha, because he didn't give a pruta. O dilma, basar mekabel azlinan. Or maybe we look at her. Did she receive a pruta? V'ha ika pruta. And when she received this paperclip, it was now worth a pruta. That was the question asked of the Radvaz. So what did he answer? He answered, V'heshiv hadavar barur, debasar dida azlinan. It's clear that we view it in terms of her receiving. Hare eina mitkadeshet ela misha'a shehigiu hama'os liyada. That she's only mekudesh, not from the time he threw it, but from the time she got it. Ukishihigiu, and when she got it, hayu shavin pruta. Afalgav, because she must know who, even though when he gave it, lo hayashava pruta, velo mechsar velo midi, mikom akom kani. Had the Radvaz stopped over here, would have nothing to do with us. But the Radvaz continues, three more words. Midin evet kanani. My proof is from the world of Eved Kanani. From the world of Eved Kanani, we see that everything depends upon her receiving, not upon his giving. Da'af agav d'lo chaser midi, that even though the Mekadesh did not give anything, he didn't lose anything, kani nafshe, she is mekudesha to him. In other words, the kinyan kedushin takes place because she received, even though he didn't give. So in this world where he threw something that was less than a shavapruta, and she received the shavapruta, even though he didn't give, she got, it works. So what do we see in the Radvaz? That for Kedushin, you don't need that the Mekadesh give. All that you require is that the woman receive. This is Eved Kanani. This, and so the Radvaz, in other words, learns the Rambam that this is, that she's not mekudeshet with the mana ki'ilu it was given by the Mekadesh. That's Rashi and the Ritva. No. You don't need that. Eved Kanani is that she's mekudeshet by receiving something, hana'a, money, from a third party, even if it's not coming at all from the Mekadesh, just like the Eved is freed, even though he's not giving the money, as long as the Adon gets money. Just like Kinyan Chalipin works, even though it's not coming from the Machna to the Kona, as long as the Kona is getting something, that's all that we need for Kinyan Chalipin. Namely, that we have over here a track of the Radvaz. This is not the Griz, right? The Griz held that the Rambam agreed that it's as though the Eved is giving the money, it's as though the Mekadesh is giving the money, and he only brings in Hana'a, because that's a Din Kedusha. According to the Radvaz, no, the Rambam is being machadish to us an entirely new track, a track of receiving without giving. That's the din of Eved Kanani, that the Eved Kanani is mishtacher in this manner, the woman is mekudeshet in this manner, the Kinyan Chalipin works in this manner. It's a one-way street. Just need receiving, you don't need giving, and therefore the Rambam brings in Hana'as, she is receiving, even though no one gave. She's receiving something that no one gave. Yes? I think that that's the way that he would learn the Rambam as well. And the Nafgamina, and this is where the Radvaz comes in, could I buy a field via the world of Eved Kanani? Namely, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay? Reuven has a field. Shimon wants to give money to Reuven so that Levi will buy the field. Can that work via the world of Eved Kanani? Just like in Eved Kanani, we can have money being given from a third party to the Adon and the Eved will go free. Just like in the world of Ishus, we can have money being given by a third party and the Mekadesh of the Kadesh the woman. Can we have a situation where Reuven will give, where Shimon will give money to Reuven, so that Levi will buy the field. Can you buy the field without giving money, with having someone else give the money? Is it enough that the receiver get the money, or does the money have to be given by the Kone?
Yes.
Yes, what?
According to the Radvaz,
that would be. So this would be the machlokas between the Radvaz and Rav Elul. This would be the nafkamina, that according to Rav Elul, I would disagree with you, I think, the opposite, but let's work it out. If we view the world of Eved Kanani like Rashi and the Ritva, that it's as though the money came from the Eved, it's as though the money came from the Mekadesh, so we would apply it to the world of Mecher, it's as though the money came from the Kone to the Makne. Right? That when Shimon gives the money to Reuven, it's as though the money was given from Levi to Reuven. And that's considered to be a sale. That would work. The money has to come from Levi to Reuven. But if we say, no, Eved Kanani is like the Radvaz, that in the world of Eved Kanani, we have this unique halacha. We don't care who gives the money, as long as the Adon receives it. In the world of Ishus, we have a Yalfusa from Eved Kanani. We don't care who gives the money, as long as the Isha receives it. But in the world of Mecher, we don't have such a Gzeres HaKasuv. In the world of Mecher, the whole nature of Mechira is that the Kone gives money to the Makne. That money can't come from a third party. It has to come from the Kone to the Makne. And over here, the money is not coming from Levi. The money is coming from Shimon. Had Levi made Shimon a Shliach, okay, I can make a shliach, but if I'm not making him a shliach, how in the world is the field going to be given? You can give the field as a gift. That's possible. You could have a case where Reuven will give a gift to Levi, and he'll get money from Shimon. That you can have, right? In other words, you can have two transactions, a gift and a gift, a double gift. But a sale, in other words, l'chora, requires that the Kone give the money. Now, what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? Just 1 second, Yisrael. What does the Rambam say? Can you sell land via the process of Eved Kanani?
He said it works. No?
Let's look in the Rambam together. The Rambam is a one-liner, right? Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph HaChavav. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, tein mana l'ploni, v'yikane besi loch. Namely, what is going on over here? That we have Reuven who has a field. And he tells Shimon, give money to Levi, and by your giving money to Levi, I will sell you my house. Kevan Shenosan, once the money was given from Shimon to Levi, Kona Habayis, Shimon was Kona the house, Midin Arev. This is the din of Arev. The din of Arev is such that when money is being given because of my will, it's as though I received the money. Okay? So the fact that Reuven told Shimon, give money to Levi and I'll sell you the house, the moment that Shimon gave money to Levi, money was being given to Levi on Reuven's word, that's as though Reuven got the money. So that's a sale. Midin Arev. What's missing from this halacha? Eved Kanani. That's what the Kesef Mishnah raises. Beresh Kedushin, Amar Rav, Linyan Kedushin, Holach Mana Vizkachi Leploni, Mekudeshi Bidin Eved Kanani. V'amar Nami, Tein Mana Leploni Vekadesh Lo, Mekudeshi Bidin Arvin Din Eved Kanani. Ubasa Kulam Arav Vachenyin Mamana. Im Kain Kishem Shekosav Rabbeinu Shekana Bidin Arv Hayelo Lichtov Sha'ar HaChalukot. The Rambam should have, in Hilchos Mechira, brought our entire sugya, that whatever works in the world of Kedushin works in the world of Mechira, but he doesn't. He only brings the din of Arev. He doesn't bring the din of Eved Kanani. Because of Haran, Shulai Sover, the Dafka Gabi Kedushin Gamrinan Me Eved Kanani, Mishum De Eved Veisha Kahadadi Ninhu, De Eved Gamar La La Me Isha. That we have a very unique connection between the world of Ishus and the world of Avdus. We have a Gzeres HaKosov that links the two, and therefore we could say that in the world of Eved Kanani, we can have a process that will work in the world of Kedushin. Avulinyan Mamon, Ein Lameidim Be'Evid Kanani. However, Ein Zeh Mechuvar V'Tzarech Iyun. But the Ram doesn't see why would one distinguish. But what Yisrael pointed out, just take what you said, I think what you meant, is that that depends how we learn the din of Eved Kanani. If the din of Eved Kanani is though it's as though the Eved gave the money, and we move that over to the world of Kedushin, as though the Mekadesh gave the money, so we should move that over to the din of Mechira, as though the Kohenet gave the money. That process should be able to work. However, if the din of Eved Kanani is we don't need the Eved, as long as the Adam gets money, and we have a Gzeres HaKosuv of Laga, a Yalfusa, that we're going to apply that to the din of Ishus, like the Radvaz, that doesn't work in the world of Mecher. In the world of Mecher, it's not enough that the Mocher receive money, he has to get the money from the Kona. That's the world of Mecher. Otherwise, it's a Matana, it's not a Mecher. And so, whether we would agree with the Ran to distinguish between Eved Kanani and Kedushan on one hand and Mecher on the other hand, or we would agree with the side that we wouldn't make the linkage, this would be totally in our machlokas. Okay? Then the Kesef Mishnah just points out that it's an issue of the Girsa in the Gemara. What are we comparing? V'chema mamona. What does it go on? The entire Gemara, only the first part of the Gemara, only Arev, right? But that's not our inyan. But the Iker over here is that according to that when we're looking at the din of Kedushe Isha via the din of Eved Kanani, we have over here Rashi and the Ritva. They say that it's Ki'ilu HaKesef Ba Me HaEved / Mekadesh. That we have this Ki'ilu, that the woman is getting the money from, that the woman is getting the money from the Mekadesh, that the other is getting the money from the Eved, right? And this, therefore, should continue, Hu Hadin, the Mecher. That we'd say it's as though the money is going from the Kona to the Mocher. However, the Rambam says that she's Mekudeshet Behana'a. What does that mean? So according to the Griz, what that means is that the Rambam is really like the Rashi and the Ritva, plus Hana'a. In other words, Rashi and the Ritva are dealing with Kol HaTorah Kula, Avdus, Mecher, but in the world of Kedushin, we have this unique factor of Hana'a that has to be added in. But really, they hold like Rashi and the Ritva. The Radvaz says, no. That the Rambam holds that this is a track that Eved Ivri of Ha'ikar She Ha'adam / Ha'isha Mikabli. There's no need for a Nesina from the Mekadesh as long as we have a Klei Kibo. And this would not work in Mecher. In Mecher, we need that the money actually come from the Kona. But this is a track of Eved Kanani, we have a Yalfusa la to the world of Ishus v'Zehu. It's a one-way street. It wouldn't work in the world of Mecher. Okay? You know, it's a totally different track. And over here, so she's receiving money. Rav Huchenstein wanted to understand the Rambam not like the Griz and not like the Radvaz. Because let's look at the Rambam himself. Let's read the Rambam. Perek Hei Halacha Kaf Beis. Amar lo, Halach dinar ze matana, v'hiskadshi l'ploni, v'kidsha osa ploni, v'amar lo, hareyat mekudeshet li, b'hanoa zo, haba'a lach, Biglali, harezo mekudeshet, af al pi shelo nasan la hamekadesh klum. Okay? According to Revelvel, what over here is the Iker word in this Rambam? According to Rav Helval, what over here is Rambam stressing? Hanorah. Okay. Stressing Hanorah. According to the Radvaz, what are the Iker words in the Rambam? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What 8 words are the Iker words in the Rambam? Afal pi shelo nasan lo hamekadesh klum. Right? That in other words, that she's mekudeshet, even though nothing came from the Mekadesh. Because there's no need for anything other than from the Mekadesh. But Rav Chisin pointed out, the Rambam has 4 words that don't fit in according to either of them. Hareya mekudeshet li b'hanah azoh, so far so good. Haba'a lach biglali, 3 words. Hareya mekudeshet b'hanah azoh, haba'a lach biglali. According to the Rav Helval, who cares where this Hana'ah is coming from? The Iker is that we need that she receive Hana'ah. She already received a coin. Ki'ilu, she received the coin from him. But that's not enough. She needs Hana'ah. According to the Radvaz, Mapitom, Haba'alach Biglali. The Iker is Shalonasan La Mekadesh Klum. Nothing is coming from the Mekadesh. So why does Rambam write, Haba'alach Biglali? Haba'alach biglali. Okay, this is in other words, also I think what the Rashba is pointing out. Look at the Rashba that you have under the Kesef Mishnah. Chidushi HaRashba. HaRambam Pirsho Lazo, Kagon Shechazar Mishin Iskad Shalo, V'amar Lo, Amar Lo, Hareyat Mekudeshet Li Bahano Azo Haba'a Lach Biglali. Ve'eni Yodea Midochako Alze, Harei Einze Kedin Eved Kanani Mamosh. Ela kishen nasan ruuvein v'amar ruuvein tehe mekudeshet l'shimon keperushan shel harishonim. Who needs this statement of hareyat mekudeshet li b'hana azo haba alach biglali? This has nothing to do with Eved Kenani. So what Rav Lichtenstein wanted to posit was that really, 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 there is no inner connection between the world of Eved Kenani and the world of Ishus. Namely, to take the Rambam, what he writes, not what he doesn't write. Not to build on what he doesn't write, but to build on what he writes. And to distinguish. Maybe put over Rav Aaron Konstantin over here. Okay. That if we want to understand the Shita of the Rambam, we have to distinguish between realms. In the world of Eved Kenani, we saw black and white that the Radvaz, the Chora, was correct. Haikar Sheha Adon Mikabel. Period. It's irrelevant from whom. The Eved's not in the picture. Kesef Shel Acherim. The Iker is that the Adon receive. However, the Rambam says black and white that in the world of Kedushin, Ha'isha mikabelet me ha-mikadesh. That she has, that the mikadesh has to say, mikadesh you with the hana'ah that you are receiving from me. You're receiving hana'ah from me. I'm the cause of the fact that someone gave you money. The hana'ah is from me. In other words, that someone gave you money that I should be mekadesh you, so you're receiving hana'ah from me. It's not the same as Eved Kenani. Not at all. It's not the same. So why then, and that's what the Rashi points out. Why did the Rambam say that the woman has to receive hana'ah from the mekadesh? In the world of Eved Kenani, there's no reason that the hana'ah come, that the money come from the Eved. Where did the Rambam get this from? So, what Rav Lichtenstein suggested was that really the Gemara that learns out Kedushin and Eved Kenani is not a Yalfusa. like according to Rashi, the Ritva, and the Grizz, that we're learning one from the other. No. We just have a certain point of common denominator. What's the common denominator between the world of Eved Kenani and the world of Kedushin? What do they have in common? Not how they're different. What do they have in common? The Eved Kenani, we're dealing with money. But what do they have in common?
There's a receiver in both.
That in both cases, the money or the Hanoa is not, or in both cases, the money. Let's look at the Pnei Yehoshua. Lefiza, after the Rashba, Lefiza Iker Hayalfus and Evikanani Hainu Leinyan the Mikri Kahai Gavna Kesef Afal Gavna Lochaser Midi. That in both cases, where is the money coming from? A third party. That's the connection, right? The only connection is that in both cases, the money is coming from a third party. In Eved Kenani, we don't care about the Eved at all. In the world of Kedushin, we need that the Hanoa come from the Mekadesh, but the money can come from a third party. So the common denominator, the Tzad HaShava, the common denominator is that HaKesef Ba Mi Makor Shlishi Lo HaEved V'lo HaMakadosh. That we have a Ukimta in both cases where money is coming from a third party. But it works differently. In Eved Kenani, it works when the money is coming from a third party because we don't care where the money comes from. The Iker is that other receive. In Kedushin, the fact that the money is coming from a third party doesn't make a difference to us because what is coming from the Mekadesh? Hanok. We don't need the money to come from the Mekadesh as long as the Hanok comes from the Mekadesh. That's the only Tzad HaShaveh. But really, one is not being learned out from the other at all. And that would mean that according to Rav Lichtenstein, what would the Rambam say in the world of Mecher? What would the Rambam say in the world of Mecher?
It's the same Tzad HaShaveh, but also comes from a third party.
What do we need in the world of Mecher? Mecher, we're saying that in the world of Eved Kenani, we don't care that the money doesn't come from the Eved. In the world of Kedushin, we need that something come from the Mekadesh. Money, Hanoah, something come from the Mekadesh. What about the world of Mecher? We need also the Chora, that the Kone gives the Mocher money. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't mention it. In other words, that this is only a din in Eved Kenani and Kedushin, not in Mechira. This din doesn't work in Mechira. And then every Rambam is exact. In Eved Kenani, the Rambam speaks about the fact that Iker is the other and receive. In Kedushin, the Rambam speaks about the fact that the woman is getting Hanah from the Mekadesh. And in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam doesn't mention this din of Eved Kenani because it really doesn't work. Like the Ran is Medayik in the Rambam because it really doesn't work. Right, according to Rav Velvo, in other words, the Rambam is like the Rashi and the Ki'ilu of Kesef, so it works in Eved, it works in Mekadesh, and it works in Mecher. According to Radvaz, the Iker is that the Adon receive, the Iker is that the Isha receive, right? And in the world of Chalipin, but it doesn't work in the world of Mecher. According to Rav Lichtenstein, we're dealing over here with two different worlds that simply have a common denominator. But in the world of Mechira, we're not going to have an ability of using the din of Ebed Kenani, just like in the world of Kedushin, we don't use the world of Ebed Kenani. All we do is have something parable, nothing more. Yeah.
According to Rav Belbel, then this Rambam is difficult for him.
The Mecher. Why the Rambam doesn't mention Ebed Kenani?
Yeah.
Why doesn't mention it? Could say it doesn't mention it. Didn't say it doesn't work. Just doesn't mention it. Okay, it's possible. Okay. According to the Radvaz, it fits in very, very nicely. Okay, is that clear? Relatively. Okay. Now, perhaps, we can explain an anomaly. Okay, so this is what the Rashba asked on the Rambam. If we're comparing Kedushin to Ebed Kenani, why we need anything from the Mekadesh? So according to the Griz, that's a unique din in Hanah. According to the Radvaz, it's very questionable. Why do we need... If really the world of Ishus is the world of Ebed Kenani, really why do we need anything to come from the Mekadesh? That's very problematic, according to the Radvaz. And according to Rav Chisstin, this is exactly the Rambam Shita. But there is an anomaly in the Rambam. Right? The next line of the Gemara, we're going to read the Gemara in a few minutes, says that just as we have a din of learning out Kedushin from, just as we have a din of learning out Kedushin from Arev, and we can learn out Kedushin from Ebed Kenani, also we have a case of Shnehem. We can learn out from the Shnehem, right? You learn the Gemara. Where does the Rambam bring that halacha? Let's look at the Rambam together. Perakei halacha kaf aleph. And Perakei halacha kaf beis. Perakei halacha kaf aleph. Ha'isha she'amra tein dinar leploni matana. Ved kadesh ani lecha. V'nosan. V'ama harayat mekudeshet li bahanoat matana zo shenatati alpich. Hareza Mekudeshet. This is what din? Arev, Ebed Kenani. What din is the Rambam reading? Perakei halacha kaf aleph. This is the din of Arev. Afal pi shelo higia lakum, hare nehene spiritsona shenasa, v'nehene proni biglala. That's the din of Arev. Okay? Let's look at the beginning of Perakei halacha kaf beis. Amar la halach dinar b'matana is kachi leproni, V'kidsha osa ploni v'amel harei mekudeshet li banazu abalach biglali. Harei ze mekudeshet afal pi shelo nasa l'mekadesh klum. What's that halacha? Ebed Kenani. Now let's go back to halacha kaf aleph, the seif of halacha kaf aleph. V'chein. Im amra lo ten dinar leploni matana. V'eskadesh. I'm sorry, this is cut off over here. Eskadesh to whom? Ten dinar leploni matana. V'etkadesh lo. Right? V'nosan lo, v'kidsha osa ploni, v'ama harei mekudeshet li banot matana zo shekibalti b'ritzonech, harei ze mekudeshet. What din is that? That's the din which is learned out from Arev and Ebed Kenani. But we didn't yet get to the din of Ebed Kenani. How can the Rambam bring the Seifa, everyone asks this question on the Rambam, how can the Rambam bring the din of Arev in Halacha Kaf Aleph, the din of Ebed Kenani Halacha Kaf Beis, and in Halacha Kaf Aleph, before we even reach the din of Ebed Kenani, he brings this case, which is a coming from a compound of Ebed Kenani and Arev. We didn't yet get to the din of Ebed Kenani. Perhaps, according to Rav Lichtenstein, this would make sense. Namely, according to Rav Lichtenstein, we never learn anything out from Ebed Kenani. There's never really a limud from Ebed Kenani. That, in other words, all that we point out from Ebed Kenani is that a woman is mekudeshet, even if the money did not come from the Mekadesh, as long as she receives hana from the Mekadesh. That's a din of hana. That's a din in Kedushin. And so basically, halacha kaf aleph and halacha kaf beis are all dinim of hana'ah. Halacha Kaf Aleph brings in the din of Arif. That is learned out. And we do compare the world of Ishus to the world of Arif, that there is no need for her to actually receive the money, that there's no need for her to actually... In the world of, according to learning like Rav Elbel, that she's really, in the world of Arif, it's as though she received the money. That we do learn out. It's as though that she received the money. However, we have to paste on to the world of Arif and the world of Eved Kenani, etc., the din of Hana'a. So all we have over here in the Rambam are simply dinim of Hana'a. The Iker is that she get Hana'a. If she gets Hana'a from the Mekadesh, then it works. So in all three cases, she's getting Hana'a from the Mekadesh. Harei Mekudesh Tliba Hana'a Shekibalti Biritzonech. Harei Mekudeshet V'Hana'a Shenatati Alpich. Harei Mekudeshet V'Hana'a Haba'alach Biglalech. In other words, all we have over here are dinim of Hana'a. One is, in other words, Arev is the... is learned that as though the money came, but the money is not enough to be Mekadesher. You need Hana'a. That's where Velvo pointed out. So the moment that we take Eved Kenani out of the equation, Eved Kenani is simply brought in not as a Yalfusa, but just as a Tzad HaShaveh, so then there's no need, there's no problem with the order of the Rambam. The order of the Rambam are simply cases one after another of being Mekudash B'Hana'a. She's Mekudash B'Hana'a even if she's not receiving money. She's Mekudash B'Hana'a even if the Mekadesh is not giving her money. And even if both of these are missing, she's Mekudash B'Hana'a. That's all. In other words, it's not 100%, but it's not the same problem that we have according to the Griz and according to the Radvaz. However you're going to learn that Eved Kenani, if it's the Alfusa, why shouldn't that precede the Din of Midin Shneihem? But if we're saying there's no Yalfusa, it's only Tzad HaShaveh, then it's not, the problem is not as acute. Okay? Okay. Let's just go back to the Gemara and finish that last section. Tein mana leploni ve'ekadesh ani lo mekudeshet midin shneihem. Arev lav afagav delo kamati hana'a liyadei kamishabed nafshei. Even if she's not actually receiving the money, again, according to Rashi and the Rush, it's as though she received the money. Huadin, according to the Rambam, according to Rav Elbel, and she's receiving Hanab, even though she's not receiving money. So the Gemara asks me, Dami, Arev Hai Kokoni La Chasar Mamona, something is coming from the Mekadesh. Hai Gavra Kokoni La Hayisasa Velo Kachasar Velo Mide, Eved Kenani Yochiach. Velo Kachasar Mamona, Vekokoni Nafsha. That there's no need for money to come from the Mekadesh. Me, Dami, Hasam Hachte Kamikni Kokoni, Hacha Hayisasa Kamakanya Nafsha Velo Kokanya Velo Mide. Over here, nothing is coming to the woman. Arev Yochiach. It's as though it comes to him. Okay, so we have over here this Midin Shneihem. The Gemara gives the case of Midin Shneihem in which we find that Rivka omeret the Yaakov tain mana Yitzchak ve'et kadesh liyitzchak. Right, this is the Gemara's case of Midin Shneihem. Correct? What would be in the following case? That Rivka omeret liyitzchak. There's no, I mean, the fact I'm using Yitzchak and Yaakov, you know, it's just that. Rivka omeret liyitzchak im Yaakov yitain keset le'esav et kadesh lecha. What would be the halacha in this case? Rivka tells Yitzchak, if Yaakov will give money to Esav, I will be mekudesh to you.
Who's to you? To you mean?
To Yitzchak. Should that work? Midin Arev, what Rivka is telling Yitzchak, that if my word is fulfilled and Yaakov will give kesef to Esav, then Midin Arev, it's as though I'm receiving money, or it's as though I'm receiving hana'a, that my word is being kept. In terms of Yitzchak, as long as because of the reason, that because she wants to marry him, she is receiving ki'ilu money, or she is receiving hana'a, he's, in other words, it's enough that she received the hana'a or the kilu money, or it's enough that it's because of the marriage to him that it go through. That's the din of Hevi Kenani. The Chora, this case, should work as well. And then we have a third case. We have a third case where Rivka will tell Yitzchak, Tain Kesef Liyakov ve'et kadesh le'esav. Again, that we're dealing over here with money being given on her word, ten kesef le'Yaakov, and et kadesh le'esav, and then Esav could tell Rivka, I'm a kadesh you with the hana'a that your word was followed, that Yitzchak gave money to Yaakov based on your word, and you're receiving hana'a because of this marriage. I'm a kaddish you with that hana'a. That's over here in the Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid, Tain mana leploni ve'et kadesh anilo. You give money to Esav. I'm sorry, that's the case of the Gemara. Hu adinim amra tain mana leploni ve'et kadesh leploni acher. You give money to Yaakov, and I'll marry Esav. All of these are the same. All of these are the same. In each of them we have an Arev aspect, namely that it's as though something is coming to her. And in each of them we have an Eved Kenani aspect, depending on what Eved Kenani means, that it's as though something is coming from the Mekadesh, or we don't need the Mekadesh in the picture. In each of them we have both aspects. Is there any reason why the Gemara chose the case that it chose, if it could have chosen any other case? Is there anything unique about the case of the Gemara as opposed to the other cases that we have?
Well, the money is going to her eventual husband.
In other words, that the ukimta of the Gemara is where the Mekadesh is both the receiver and the ki'ilu giver. Right. In other words, that's all. It just happens to be a case in which it all is mitrakes. It all filters down to one individual. But the one individual is combined of two different halachot. So we can split it among two different individuals in different ukimto. Namely, as long as we have that she is receiving something because of this marriage, or she is ki'ilu receiving something because of this marriage, maybe that's all that we need, or maybe we need that also ki'ilu, the Mekadesh is giving, and that as long as we have that ability to say that as well, then it works. Just the Gemara happens to give a case in which we have the same party who is the Mekadesh, who is both the Mekabel and the Nosei.
You can also say that all cases in the Gemara are like three people.
Correct.
So it's bringing the fourth, like the other cases that Rabbi brought were worth an extra person. So you see that.
Okay, in Achinami, I'm just pointing out that the namely that the moment the Tosfos Rid brings in the third case, then we can bring in the second case as well. Namely that there could be any number permutation of cases. That the Gemara's case is not the only case. It's just that you know, it happens to be a case where Noach points out, we don't have to introduce any third parties. We don't have to introduce a third party. Even though we have a third party. We don't have to introduce a fourth party. Okay. This Seder. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry we didn't get farther in the Mar Makomos, but I think that we relatively covered the world of Arev and of Eved Kenani. So we'll move into the Gemara that you have already seen. Hopefully now it'll, in other words, be a little easier to go through. And so we neder shir on Sunday at regular time. Right. Okay, we said, I'm sorry for a little too late today.